Here's Meerasanthi Lingam with our Naked Scientists newsflash.
The idea that time slows down for athletes as they prepare for actions during a sport, such as hitting a ball, may hold some truth. By testing the reactions of volunteers to lights flashing on a screen, Nobuhiro Hagura from University College London found that when tests involved a physical movement to tap the screen, individuals felt they had more time to react than when no movement was needed at all. The results, published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B, suggest this slowing down of time could be due to more visual information coming in through the eyes as someone prepares to move.
If something happens in the environment, you have to change your action according to the environmental change. So before actually initiating the action, we think that the brain is enhancing the visual processing. The amount of information you receive from the visual world, that leads to the percept of long time and slower time. This time perception stuff occurs enhanced in the athletes because they know exactly what to do at the given situation, so they are more efficient in preparing for action. Another possibility is that the motor module and the visual module in their brain is actually stronger than normal people.
Deforestation could cause a reduction in rainfall of up to 21% in regions surrounding the Amazon basin, according to work published in Nature. When forests are cleared to provide land for crops or pastures, the amount of water returned into the atmosphere by evaporation and transpiration is decreased, leading to lower humidity and rainfall in surrounding areas as air passes over the region. Using atmospheric models and satellite data of tropical rainfall, Dominic Spracklin from the University of Leeds found that air passing over a rainforest region produces at least twice as much rainfall in the following days than air passing over more scarce vegetation. Continued deforestation in these areas could therefore have a large effect on local economies.
Forests are impacting rainfall in remote regions. So forests in the Amazon basin are impacting rainfall hundreds and thousands of kilometres downwind in regions of southern Brazil and Paraguay and Uruguay. And these regions here are regions where a lot of people live, and they're regions where agriculture is particularly important to Brazil's economy, and regions where hydroelectric power is important for producing electricity for Brazil. Countries like Brazil have to protect their existing forests if they want to maintain rainfall patterns over other parts of their country.
3D imaging has identified the potency and mechanisms of a new drug to fight tuberculosis. Publishing in Science Translational Medicine, Stuart Cole and colleagues from the École Polytechnique de Fédérale in Lausanne used X-ray crystallography to create a 3D model of the benzothiazinone drug BTZ043 and its interaction with an enzyme crucial to the production of the cell wall in Mycobacterium tuberculosis, the bacterium behind the disease. The team identified the presence of a weak spot in the enzyme, which the drug targets to inhibit activity and kill the bacterium, revealing the potency of this drug candidate.
Tuberculosis is a huge public health problem, and there haven't been any new drugs for over 40 years. One of the problems is due to the fact that there haven't been any decent drug targets identified. In our work, we found a new target, obtained the structure of this target in complex with a candidate drug. This helps us to understand how the drug works, and it also helps us to be able to improve it. So really, this is quite an important step forward.
Sex pheromones released by adult moths to attract a mate also attract a hungry caterpillar, as revealed by researchers at INRA in Versailles. Working with larvae of cotton leaf worms and feeding them with plain food or food mixed with pheromones, Emmanuel Jacquin-Joly found that the caterpillars were attracted to meals laced with female pheromone, regardless of their own gender and their sexual immaturity. The use of pheromones to find food could be a way to ensure suitable plants as food sources for the growing insect, and offers potential for the pheromones to be used in pest control.
These caterpillars are in fact sexually immature, so it's very difficult to understand why they would be interested in sex signals. So our hypothesis is that the pheromone could be a unique cue that they use to find food. Released by the mother, by the female, then it's only a single cue that the larvae can follow to find the good plant. It could be used in pest control, for example, trapping the insect, simply adding pheromones to food traps, for example.
And that work was published in the journal Nature Communications.
Mira sent the lingam, and you can find the references and transcripts for those stories on our website at nakedscientists.com/news. Next,